It's a tricky time of year for farmers who grow fruit. Spring arrives, plants start blooming, and then there's a cold snap. 3 years ago, cold weather damaged much of the fruit crop in Michigan. Researchers want to address this by slowing down the way the trees react to the change of seasons. They're tricking trees not to blossom so soon. Here's Peter Payet of Interlochen Public Radio.
Fruit growers in northern Michigan grow apples, peaches, and wine grapes, but the big crop here is tart cherries. More than half of Ken Engel's 140-acre farm is planted with what he calls sour cherries. These trees are the most vulnerable just before their white blossoms unfold at the so-called water bud stage.
And what causes the damage is that on a cold night, the moisture that's in the blossom will actually freeze. It will break the cell wall, and then the blossom is killed.
In 2002, a cold snap hit when trees were in that stage and destroyed almost the entire tart cherry crop here. Cherries were wiped out again in 2012, along with most other fruits, because the blossoms came out more than a month early.
Everything was frozen here because we had trees literally with less fruit on them than what we normally leave after we've shaken them.
2012 was a very hot year, but 2010 also set records for early fruit blossoms. And on average, fruit trees here now bloom about a week earlier than they did 40 years ago. There isn't much a grower can do to protect a budding tree from cold and frost. Engel does have a wind machine mounted in one orchard. It looks like a small windmill and can move cold air that settles among the trees. But at best, it might raise the temperature a degree or two. So this spring, Ken Engel is experimenting with an old technology, sprinklers to keep his trees wet.
It's like standing out in a rain that doesn't get you wet. My criteria for rain is that would they stop a baseball game?
But it will cool down the tree and trick it into thinking that winter is not quite over. Cooling trees is not a new idea. In the 1970s, an experiment in Utah used sprinklers to delay fruit blossoms for 3 weeks. Jim Flory, a researcher at Michigan State University, says those sprinklers just ran constantly.
Turn it on for 5 minutes, turn it off for 5 minutes. Wet them, let them dry out. And as a consequence, they used about 36 inches of water.
That's about 1 million gallons per acre. That much water is expensive and causes other problems like disease. So nobody thought much more about cooling down trees until the freezing disaster of 2012. That got Jim Flory running experiments that he thinks show a possible new path forward. He says technology makes this idea viable. Instead of garden sprinklers, he's using misters, like you see spraying produce at the grocery store. And his team has developed software that calculates exactly when water is needed.
Now, based on that, we can turn the system on and off, which saves a lot of water.
Flory says he's used less than a third of the water consumed in the Utah experiment and pushed back bloom time 10 days in some cases. The question is whether growers can afford to install a bunch of hoses and sprayers in their orchards to fight off erratic spring weather. Matt Greshup, also at MSU, says if it can prevent some frost damage, that could be a game changer.
If you can save one crop of apples, the system is paid for itself.
And Greshup says the cooling could be useful in warm climates too, where frost isn't a problem, but excess heat is. For instance, out west, in the shank of summer, the sprayers could cool trees when fruit is susceptible to sunburn. The stakes are higher in Michigan, where it might save growers from a total loss. For NPR News, I'm Peter Payette.